Welcome to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cohen,
and Vivi Shea. This is our podcast where we talk about everything entertainment.
Today's episode is about the very popular movie Anyone But You.
Okay, so let's give a little quick overview of Anyone But You and like what's it about.
So the two main characters, Bea and Ben, they are the two main characters. Bea is played by Sydney Sweeney and Ben is played by Glenn Powell.
Yes.
And Bea's older sister,
Haley,
is marrying this girl named Claudia,
which is the sister to Ben's roommate.
Yeah, and that's how they all know each other. And they're getting married in Australia because Haley's parents have a house there. So Ben and Bea hate each other because
they have like this little they like met and they have this little date and then like they made grilled cheese and then like just slept and then
and they have like not a really like
not
meaning-
like sec- like not like yeah. weirdly they just like fell asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had a really meaningful conversation. Like, Ben cheered a lot about his mom.
Which, like, he never does.
Yeah. And then she just left in the morning because, like, I guess she was, like, scared or something. But then she realized, she was like, oh my gosh, like, why did I leave? I should go back. But then when she came back, Ben was telling his roommate how much he hated her because he was trying to hide how much he actually liked her.
So she overheard that, obviously. And then now they both hate each other so much. And they're both invited to this wedding in Australia, Sydney,
well,
Australia.
First they went to a bar.
Yeah, they just go to a bar, and then she says she's...
She has a fiancé, and then they like, have a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then on the plane ride, they get on the plane to Sydney, and Bea reveals that she broke up with her fiancé. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Sydney, and...
And Ben's ex-girlfriend is there.
And then
Margaret.
Yeah. And then Bea's parents invite
Jonathan,
her ex-boyfriend, because they're trying to get them back together.
Yeah, because, So I do not like her parents.
They really annoy me.
They're so annoying.
And then, like, basically, because Ben is trying to, like, win back Margaret or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Bea is trying to prove that she doesn't really like Jonathan. So they make a little plan. They hatch a plan.
Mm-hmm. This is a little random, but Margaret and her boyfriend are so weird. They're just...
Oh, my God.
They're very comfortable around people.
Isn't their relationship just to hook up?
Yeah. It's not real.
It's not.
But they just, like, walk around naked everywhere, and it's really weird.
Yeah. They live on, like, the beach. They're very surfer, like, Australia people.
Yeah, the Australian very boyfriend surfer. Is really funny, actually, sometimes.
But then, so because they want to, like, please everyone, get people off their back, Bea and Ben start fake dating.
And the people try to set them up because they're scared they're going to ruin their wedding. So they try to, like, set each other up, and they're, like, they'd, like, talk really loudly next to them and be like, oh, I heard Ben is, like, not over Bea, blah, blah, blah. And then they try to get them together.
Yeah, and, they think it worked, but really it didn't.
Yeah, because they're also playing a trick on the family.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Well, then they, surprise, surprise, they actually end up,
they catch feelings because, like, they were fake doing, like, the Titanic thing on the boat, and then Bea falls off, and then he jumps in to save her, even though he's, like, can't swim.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wow, you jumped in to save me, like, and that's then,
like,
so nice.
And, like, obviously, like, we know, like, the song Unwritten is very much connected to Anyone But You.
I just can't think of how it goes right now.
Yeah.
No one else can do the words on your skin. Everyone else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else.
See, even the background on Spotify for the author, artist, they put on Glenn Powell and Sydney.
We're gonna have a little sing along for a second.
Yeah. Because and basically this is like tied in because it's like Ben's like
Serenity song.
Yeah.
Because he gets flying anxiety.
Yeah.
Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibition, feel the rain on your skin. The rain on your skin, no one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Drench yourself in words
such a
unspoken.
Live your life. The people next to us can hear us.
I bet they can. It's okay.
Okay, so that's the song.
The rest is still unwritten.
It's so good. But basically, the song plays when they're getting, like, rescued by...
a helicopter.
Like, because they're, like, hanging onto a buoy in the middle of the Sydney Harbor.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about some of the characters. Let's get into some of the characters. And then, like... And then, so they catch feelings, obviously, but then at, like, the day of... But then, like... Shut up. But then the day of the wedding...
They
Oh, and then Ben does the same thing to B.
No.
No, they no. So they get saved and then they go back to the beach house and basically everybody else is asleep.
And they sleep together.
Sorry, it's really loose, I'm sorry.
And they sleep and they sleep together.
Yeah, there's this whole kitchen scene.
And then Ben does the same thing to B.
Yeah, and no, they sleep together and then what happens is B says like something like along the lines like, I make so many mistakes in my life, like she like says like something that makes him think that what she just did with Ben
was a mistake.
And so Ben's like, oh, and then like leaves the next morning.
No,
and
not
then,
in the morning, in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. And then B's like, I just got played.
Yeah. And she was really upset. And then like the next and then like the wedding happens and B sees Ben and Margaret like make out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at the wedding,
At the wedding. Yeah, at the and wedding. She gets really upset.
She like runs away. Not runs away, but she just goes to Sydney. She goes on like a little walk.
I never
understood. Because they when they were gonna get saved, when they were like on the buoy, they were talking about the Sydney Opera House and how they needed to like go there or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I never understood how he was like, I know exactly where she is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because they were talking about I forgot what it was, but she says something about it.
No, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
And but basically, he ran after her and saved her.
And then he jumps into the water again and gets saved by a helicopter again. And then
the helicopter drops him off at the, like,
and then they have this cute little reunion. Oh, yeah. And they're like, I love you.
I love you. Yeah.
It's so cute. So now should we talk about some of the characters?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Should we?
Okay,
You want to go first?
Yeah. So basically, there's Ben, who's played by Glenn Powell.
And then there's B, played by Sydney Sweeney, and they're the main love interests.
Then there's Jonathan, B's ex-fiance that the parents bring to the sister's wedding to set them up again.
Yeah.
And that's played by Darren Barrett.
Okay. Also the actor of Paxton.
Yep. From Never Have I Ever. Go listen to our episode.
It's really great, guys.
Yep.
Then there's Claudia, B's sister, soon to be wife to the other woman for the wedding, played by Alexandra Shipp.
Haley, who is, so Haley is B's sister and soon to be wife. Wifed up. There's Haley, B's sister, soon to be wifed up love interest to Claudia.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Played by who?
Adorable.
Hadley Robinson.
The rest is just unwritten.
Okay, so then. Okay, so then there's.
What a coinciding.
Margaret, who is Ben's ex.
Skip me, it's fine.
She's, like, there to interfere with B and Ben and is played by Charlie Fraser. Fraser.
Bo.
Literally Vivi's favorite character ever.
I love Bo. He's so funny. Margaret's hookup and Ben's rivalry.
Rivalry.
Almost.
It makes sense.
He is Margaret's little boyfriend. I love him. He's so funny.
And Ben
so
hates
stupid.
Him.
Ben
they're
hates
like,
him.
They're other family members, but they're not like really important. Like you don't need to know their names or who they're played
like
by.
Like the parents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't Margaret also like the stepsister? Isn't that how we know her?
No.
Yeah. Because how
do we know her? Why is she there?
No, because she's the stepsister of the of Claudia.
Oh.
She's Claudia's stepsister.
So true. So the roommate's stepsister. Okay, gotcha.
So factual. Okay, so then let's bring up some, like, controversial, like, ties to the movie. And this one's
familial
huge.
Ties.
This one's, like, all...
What?
This one's all over the internet. Okay,
what?
So there's Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney's affair.
Oh.
So Sydney...
Karma.
Okay, so basically some controversial ties to the movie are Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney's affair, supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, Sydney has a fiancé and his name is Jonathan Davion. And then Glenn Powell broke up with his girlfriend in 2023 and they had a 3-year relationship. I'm pretty sure his girlfriend was Gigi Paris. So
I don't know what that
is. But
she's a model.
But basically people think that they that Glenn and Sydney got together because... They were very, like, touchy with
very
each other.
Very close to each other.
Very close.
Yeah.
It was all for PR, but who knows?
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
And did you see? I think I sent it to Ella, but it was, like, Sydney on SNL, and then, like, it was her, like, posing in front of the SNL sign.
Oh, yeah.
And in the mirror, it's Glenn Powell taking a picture photo of her, and he looks so, like, in love.
And she makes a joke on SNL about her fiancé, and then they show Glenn Powell.
She's like, my wonderful fiancé is here to support me.
And then they show.
Can we get a picture of him, guys? And then it
and she's like, no, Glenn not Powell. Him.
He's, my actual fiancé is backstage. I'd be so pissed if I had a gorgeous man like Glenn Powell, like,
yeah.
What does her fiance even look like?
Yeah, can you get a picture of him?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my days.
He's a filmmaker.
He's cute.
Oh.
He looks like he's 50.
Do we see this receding hairline?
Yes, what I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on. So we have that, and then can we pull up another picture of Glenn Powell, please?
You're the one doing it.
Okay, but while she searches this stuff up, I'll give you like a kind of overview. So basically, like, there's just been a lot of photos released on the behind the scenes of Anyone But You, and it's really suspicious because they're very touchy, they're very kissy. Like, it just looks like a married couple or, like, fiancé-boyfriend kind of relationship. And then I think the fans tore it apart really badly, like, one time. So Sydney Sweeney, like sent out a video of her crying and saying, like, you don't know anything about relationships, like, you need to stay out of it, like, because I think her fiancé kind of was like, what's going on with this? So she was, like, crying on the internet about how, like, they need to stop with the jokes about Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
But, like, they did it to themselves. Like, yeah. I know, like,
they were,
like,
really close, but also,
I get,
like
some of it could have been PR for the movie, because, like, obviously, like, people are going to, like, be more in tune to watch it after they see, oh, my gosh, like, Glenn Powell and Sydney
but,
Sweeney.
But, like, it went kind of far.
Like, it's kind of far now, because it's just, like,
I feel like they didn't do a very good job shutting down the rumors in the first place.
Yeah.
They don't really shut it down.
They kind of went along with it.
Yeah, they don't shut it down, like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, you have this.
The difference.
You have Glenn Powell compared to Jonathan Davi. No?
You have this guy.
Okay, so what do you guys think of the affair? Like, do you think they're going to call off the engagement or something?
Well, like, it's kind of weird timing, because didn't Glenn Powell call off his three-year relationship?
Yeah, didn't he just break up with a girlfriend?
Yeah, with Gigi Paris.
Oh, yeah, we said that earlier, but, like, 3 years.
That's crazy.
After doing a movie with her. Isn't she, like, known for, like, breaking people up?
Yeah,
really?
I think so, maybe.
That's, like, not a good reputation
to have. Or
that's
Ariana Grande.
I've heard, like, Jennifer Lawrence, too. Like,
I watched, okay, this is kind of random, but I watched No Hard Feelings recently.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't finish it because it was really cringy.
Yeah, it was really cringy.
I didn't like it that much. I stopped watching once he figured out that it was all fake. I was like, no, this is enough. But anyways.
I love Jennifer Lawrence. She's great.
Yeah.
But the recent movies are so bad.
But if the roles were reversed and it was an older guy trying to date a younger girl,
it would get so
much hate. That would never fly.
Yeah. For sure.
It's really creepy.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. And mm-hmm. the beach scene is so weird.
It's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it's like the beach scene in this movie, because it's like there's this beach opening scene, and it's so unnecessary. It's like,
I know, it's so weird.
Margaret's basically like topless, and it's like really unnecessary, because there's no point of having that in.
Yeah. It was a pretty weird movie, but
I don't know. I feel like it was, like, kind of overrated for, like, how hyped up it was.
Yeah. Like, it was definitely a good movie, but, like, everybody was talking about how much they loved it and how good it was, and it was, like, the best rom-com ever.
Yeah. And how, like, compared to 10 Things I Hate About You and, like, how it's better than that.
But 10 Things I Hate About You is definitely better. Yeah.
And, like, after, like, it broke so many, like, box office records.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Especially its opening weekend. Like, it broke so many records. Like, it was huge, and, like, I don't, like, it was good. But if I paid $20 to go see it in the movie theater, I would have been disappointed.
I feel like people just like it because it's like Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
And Glenn Powell. And it's like a rom-com, and there hasn't really been a lot of rom-coms lately.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any big ones lately.
I miss 2000.
Movies. Yeah. The 2000 movies are so much better.
And like 2000 like Disney Channel shows.
Yeah, so much better.
So I was looking at photos of Glenn Powell and then like Sydney Sweeney's fiance just to compare the two. Spoiler alert, Glenn Powell's better. But a article came out saying, you know how Sydney Sweeney just released like her new movie Immaculate?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a horror film, and she like directed it and acts in the lead as it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
But Glenn Powell, like, there's all, I saw a bunch of these articles about how he didn't shut down any dating rumors and like,
oh yeah,
added mm-hmm. to them. And
really, he added to them?
Well, he was like talking about like her film and just like gushing over it. Like, oh my gosh, like it's so amazing. She did such a good job. Like, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
Her acting's so good in it. And people like took it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And he didn't shut anything down. Like, he didn't like correct anything.
Yeah, neither of them really shutted any of the rumors down.
They didn't.
They definitely added to it in the worst yeah. way possible.
Yeah, and they like kept on posting photos of each other and the SNL skit as well. Like,
yeah.
It's just all like a lot.
Yeah, that would suck yeah. to be Sydney Sweeney's fiance.
I know, like, this poor guy.
I know.
He's competing with Glenn Powell.
And he's not the best looking.
No, just say not that. The best. Well, but you know what? Maybe Powell, he has a good personality.
He yeah. must.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sydney Sweeney was, like, on Jimmy Fallon, and she, like, teased. She said it was, like, a high chance there's going to be a sequel.
But, like,
I feel like
there's nothing to make yeah, a sequel no out of.
It's not going to be that good, I feel like, because, like, the story, like, ended.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It's just going to be them together.
Like, but, a rom-com.
Rom-coms shouldn't have sequels.
Yeah, there's no point. It's like a one-movie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because rom-com, it's, oh.
It all, like, ties it up in yeah. one movie.
Yeah. And that's what makes it good, because you're not left wondering anything. Like, you know, like, oh, they're happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need yeah. to see a sequel where, surprise, they're not actually happy. Like, I yeah. don't need to see that.
Yeah. Like, it ends with them happy, so we know. Like, if it ended, like, in the middle, then maybe there would be a sequel, but like if they're happy yeah. they're like, that's just the end. But
yeah, it's kind of just pointless, and like, I don't know, it's just kind of dragging on like the storyline.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be that good, but who knows, it might not be one. But
I mean, like, I just can't imagine that there like would be, it's just like so hard to imagine that there would yeah. actually be one.
Yeah, I can wait, look, I'll play the clip for you guys. Ready?
Well, you think fans are hoping for a sequel. Do you think that maybe we'll see a sequel?
Maybe like a high 9 chance.
Ooh, really?
See?
Yeah.
But
I think, I don't know. I just think it's kind of
weird. I don't think it's going to be good.
But yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to do our least favorite and our favorite scenes in the movie.
Okay.
So, Avery, do you want to start?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't think. Okay. So.
Oh, my God.
My favorite scene was definitely when they were doing, like, the Titanic. And then she fell off the boat and he jumped in after her.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then they were sitting on a buoy, and then Unwritten played while they were being
carried up.
Yeah. Carried up into the helicopter. That was so cutesy, rom-com-ish, and I loved it.
Yes.
And, okay, my least favorite scene was when Bo was in the outdoor shower.
Oh, my God, that was so
naked, and then, like, Glenn Powell's, like, character, Ben, like, comes up, and they're just, like, staring at each other while they're both, like, naked-ish.
Yeah.
It was so weird and uncomfortable to watch. I hated it.
I didn't like that one either.
Yeah, okay, those are my two.
Yeah.
Okay, so my favorite scene would probably be, like, it's not, like, the rom-com part, but it's with, like, the uncle and the roommate when they were, like, outside of Glenn's, like, outdoor shower and they were trying to get him to talk to Sydney.
I mean, your favorite scene?
Because it was super funny because, I don't know, they just did not know what they were doing. It was, like, it was obvious.
Yeah, it was very obvious.
And then my least favorite scene would be the same as Avery's. It was just awkward and, like, there was no point of having that.
Yeah. A lot of the nudish scenes seemed so unnecessary, and it seemed like they wanted to make it an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, needed a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw those in there. It seemed very unnecessary.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite scene would probably be, the ending scene when they, like, when Ben, like, chased her down and, like, jumped in the water for her again, and then they had, like, a cute little reunion and the, like, opera house. That was very cute.
So cute.
I loved that.
Yes, that was very cute. And then my favorite is probably the same one as your guys's. It didn't, like, add anything. It was just stupid, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Why don't we rate the movie?
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like just because I came into it, I watched it the weekend of March, like, 24th, 25th. And I, so obviously I had been out of the theaters for a while, so I had, like, a huge stand for it.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone said it was the best thing to ever happen to rom-coms. Like, everyone thought it was amazing. And yeah. I didn't, like, it was good. Yeah, like, the actors are good, well-casted. Like, they did a good job, but, like, not the best. So maybe, like,
yeah.
a 3.8 out of 5.
Oh, out of 5,
okay.
Right.
Out of 5. Okay. Mine's lower than Avery's. Mine's a 3 out of 5. I think it's just a little overrated. And to compare it to, like, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, that's just no comparison. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's good, but, like, would I watch it again? No.
Yeah. Mine is probably the same about your guys'. It's, like, 3.5. Because, I mean, it was definitely, like, a good movie, but it was just way overhyped. Like, my friend who was, like, obsessed with it was, like, this is, like, my... Oh.
Like, my all-time favorite movie.
Sorry, Avery just showed me a picture. But, yeah, it was definitely good, but, like, I definitely, like, usually when I watch a movie, I get, like, obsessed with it, and I'm like, but, like, that didn't happen. So, like, it wasn't, it was definitely good, but it wasn't that good, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Off Camera with Avery Cohen.
Ella Chang.
And Vivi.
Oh my god.
Ella,
how did that even happen?
Ella just fully fell out of her chair. Okay, and Vivi Shea. Now back to the